The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters actual play podcast episode 157. Time our group found a hobgoblin hideout and exited in a rather sorry situation. Meanwhile, Tarek went hunting for hobgoblins and pretty much got the same outcome. So before we figure out if one battered member can make up for another, let's go ahead and do some intros.
This is Trevor, I'm playing Tarek Barris, and I'm a rogue.
This is Kelly, and I'm playing Paul Tuarfin, and I am a barbarian.
This is John, I play Marion Rusk, and I am a Soul Knight Aegis.
This is Dave, I play Rodash, and I am a monk.
This is Gabby, I play Shy, and I am an Oracle Wild Rider.
I'm Jesse,
and I'm the asshole!
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Alright, so, at this point, we'll go back a little bit. At this point in time, Falter is on watch with the three of you asleep. Tarek is making his way through the woods. You have been, like I said, led by a couple of the farmers, so the trail was easy to pick up, and once you did, it was pretty much, you know, easy going through the field and into the woods. And so right now you are on foot leading your horse through the dense woods. You left a few hours ago, okay. So it's probably about 10 o'clock right now, about an hour and a half or so after sunset. So it is dark.
I'd probably stop. I probably wouldn't continue on, I don't think.
All right, how far into the darkness would you travel?
Well, before it started to get dark, I'd probably have stopped to set up camp before it got dark.
Okay.
That's probably what I would have done.
I was assuming because you have dark vision that the dark really isn't a big thing
it's
for you.
It's not, but it's still, like, I would assume that, like,
Jesse, you sounded a little salty over there.
Oh, no!
I assume it is.
No, it's fine.
That
yeah.
You would have done
that. All right, so you want to set up camp then?
Yeah, yes.
All right, that's totally cool. All right, so in that case...
There are other circumstances.
Indeed. So, if need be then, you can go ahead and take a rest...
Sweet, yeah.
Okay. And you can heal up whatever you need to heal up. The rest of you as well, any healing that you require, go ahead and take it.
How many do you get at the rest?
It's one hit die per level. So whatever your level is.
Do you add your cons?
Yeah, plus con.
Oh, I'm at full health.
All right, so, in that case,
Did you have another plan in mind? Did you want
no.
to keep going?
Oh, no, it's totally fine. So, it's probably very early morning right now. Tarek has been extremely well-rested. Probably waking up right around the break of dawn.
Probably a little early.
Probably a little early. That works, yeah. So, you begin to make your way. Along the trail once more. At this point, I will say that the rest of you are probably still asleep. Rodash, you are currently on watch.
Yep.
The day is just beginning to break, but because of the canopy of the forest, it's still pretty shaded, and the rest of them are still asleep.
Okay.
So unless you want to actually wake them up, or if you want to let them sleep a little bit longer... Until the sun actually kind of starts to come through so you can see or not. Totally up to you.
Given the situation we were left with, I don't want to let them sleep too long.
Okay.
So I'll be waking them up, like, in an adequate hour, but not, like, beyond that.
All right. So basically once sun actually starts to come through the canopy.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So, Tarek, I'm going to go ahead and give me a perception check. Rodash, give me a perception check.
Oh, nat 20.
Nice.
There you go.
God damn it.
26.
Nice.
And if I add it, I'm sure it's higher,
a lot. So, in that case,
28.
Rodash can see through the woods coming from the east. You can see something, someone. It's definitely a person with a horse coming through the woods. They're kind of off a little bit. More towards the trail that you guys took here.
Mm-hmm.
So, whereas, you know, you guys had set in the woods a little bit further, so you can kind of see them and probably a few, several yards off from where you are right now.
Okay. Anything about this individual that would catch my attention?
No, because it is... Well, do you have any trickery of your eyes? I don't know whether you have...
Dark vision.
All right. So, you're in a low-light circumstance right now, so that will help.
Okay.
So, in that case, you can see that it is a person, and they are riding, or at least leading a regular horse with a pack, saddle, everything like that. And they are wearing a cloak. I guess, what, is a black cloak, right?
I don't know what color cloak I have.
Black, brown.
Yeah, we'll
whatever.
Go brown.
Brown. Makes more sense for a more woodsy person.
Sure.
Does dark vision work in the light?
Yeah. It increases. Yeah.
It does?
Okay. Yeah, I think. We're going with it. Who cares?
Okay.
Too much 5e.
I don't know.
So yeah, you can tell. It looks familiar enough that you're, unless somebody is now copying Tarek's fashion sense, it's probably him.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, go ahead with that.
All right. I'm going to start moving closer then.
Okay.
Assuming that I think it is him.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not. Don't.
And once I get maybe about, 30 feet away,
all right,
I'm going to call out, put in one.
And you'll probably actually be able to see, once he starts to make his way through the woods, you'll catch up on it, and you'll be able to see him for a little bit of a distance off. But you can tell that he's not running after you, and he's kind of being somewhat careful about making his way towards you.
All right. All right. So before he actually gets to me, I actually says headed on. So, assuming I see him, I'm gonna put the reins on the horse.
Yeah.
Down and draw my bow.
Okay.
And knock an arrow.
Yep. And then he yells out to you.
Okay. So all right, then I kind of relax a little bit, and I wave.
Keep moving forward because not a threat, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once I can see that it actually is you.
Mm-hmm.
We worried about you. You did not return the night we were preparing to take out the baker.
Oh, and real quick, you're at him right now?
Yeah, basically. Walking up to him for the most part.
All right. Once you get pretty close to him, within, 7-8 feet or so, you can actually see, now despite, the cloak that he's wearing and everything, you can see that the left side of his face is pretty bruised and swollen. So,
yeah, it was awesome. It was really bad.
Level 9 now, so.
Are you really level? I said you're level 9. I was like, what? Yeah, what I did is I went to the hyperbolic time chamber.
Nice.
Ruska's been there.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, just
listen to the podcast.
Ruska and Mary have been there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, go on.
Yeah, proceed.
You did not return when we all met at the inn.
It was a rough night. Really rough night.
I can see that, but I'm glad that you are on your feet and well enough to travel.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got right up to you.
Well,
surprisingly.
How long has it been? 2 days?
A day and a half?
I believe it has been.
Sorry.
Oh, is this out of game? Or
no,
is
no, totally
in
game.
Totally in game, okay.
I believe it has been a few days. But we needn't be concerned with that now. You must come with me and rejoin the rest of the group.
Sure, yeah, lead the way. Do you guys have, horse feed? I don't have any.
We have supplies.
Okay. Good, I just got a medical kit.
That is good. Come.
Meanwhile, Shy, why don't you go ahead and give me a con check?
14.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, that's dead on.
Okay, cool.
Adequate. We'll go with adequate. You're now dead.
So, yeah, right. So,
that was dead.
Yeah.
You're dead. Dead.
So, Shy, at this point, with Rodash kind of walking off into the woods and everything, the sound of things stirring now kind of starts to wake you up. So you now awake to Rodash out of sight, and you actually have Faltu and Rusk sleeping around you. Not literally around
groggy
you.
Groggy awake, right? Mm-hmm. Not like, hey guys, how's it
going? No, yeah, totally groggy.
Okay.
Totally, I worked out too hard last night awake.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Since feels like you did a lot of weightlifting and training in your shoulder, your left shoulder area.
Except you're not good. Okay.
Your boobies hurt.
So you hear that? Or maybe.
No, they're asleep.
Oh, they don't hear that.
No. So, in a little bit, you actually hear now the sound of two individuals and a four-legged creature coming towards you.
How fast?
Not fast at all.
Okay.
Walking.
Can I try to sit up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, do I sit up?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're dead. Probably hurts to sit up, but yeah, you're able to.
I'll roll eyes.
Oh. I'm going to search for my dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it.
Mm.
And I put it here.
Okay.
And I'm going to look around.
Okay.
And I obviously can't see.
No. Well, at this point, you're moving fairly slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can probably now make out the figures of Rodash, Tarek, and a horse coming towards you.
Okay, I'm going to put my dagger kind of just up. And I'm going to sit there.
Alright.
And maybe wobble a bit.
Alright. And now, as you begin to make your way back to your temporary camp, Tarek, you can see that now Faltu and Rodash, Faltu and Rusk are asleep,
mm-hmm.
and that Shy is now sitting up, and she's basically caked in blood.
Oh.
Her dress is kind of ripped a little bit.
Oh, she won't like
that. And so basically all over her shoulder, down her upper arm, and her chest is all kind of covered in blood.
This dress is just fucked up.
My poor... No, I got a new one.
Yeah, there's...
She had the worst luck with dresses.
No kidding.
You're like every prom night ever.
Aww.
Prom. Alright, so anyway. So, yeah, so you regain, and most likely the sound of them coming back wakes the two of you up.
Okay.
So you two wake up now to Tarek and a horse coming into your little...
Tarek and a horse are just standing over you.
Yeah, wake up to a horse, so you just...
The motorbike, apparently.
Is the horse like Flynn Rider's horse?
It's a 50. Why is Flynn Rider's horse motorboating people?
So it's on fault who wakes up.
Also, does anyone else look different? Like, does Russ, do you have your arm on and stuff like that? Do you still look the same?
It's probably next to him.
It's next to me. I didn't sleep with it on, no.
Is Falsy wearing clothes?
No. I'm in my armor.
No.
Oh, that's right. You have endurance, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no fool.
I'm gonna raise no fool.
So, yeah. So they look, and now, Rusk probably looks a little worn out. Faltu and Rodash look like Faltu and Rodash.
I'm Faltu's okay. And fancy
fruit. She wakes up, starts stretching.
She's doing squats.
Right.
So I turn and I tap Rodash and be like,
"Are you trained in the use of that item you spoke of?
The healing kit?"
"Yes."
I'm sure I can wing it.
Hey guys.
Then please see to the pretty one.
Alright.
I'm kind of thirsty. Oh, wait.
Okay.
all of a sudden just like, I was
like, I don't get it. I was like, what did I miss?
I mean, at this point, you can create, what, 4 gallons of water?
I don't want to waterproof
myself. Three gallons.
Are those 2 per level?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we
can.
I don't know. I can create
a lot of water. Details, a lot of water in your mouth.
I think I can just fill containers.
That makes sense.
Like, whatever container it is, I can just fill it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. So, yeah, so I say, oh, alright, and I throw my pack down and I grab the kid out. I go over to Shy. Shy! And I kind of... You know what, I grab a smelling salt and I wave it under your nose. Not paying attention.
And then I smack her around the room. And then whip out my dick and piss on her.
Wow. That escalated.
Did she listen?
So I pull up the kit and I ask Shy, I was like, hey, are you okay? What happened? Blah 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 blah.
The dogs weren't nice.
What dogs? Right, and as we're talking, let's get me some sort of drugs on this. I'm going to shoot her up with some kind of drugs.
You got, like, you know, salves and bandages and patches and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I rolled an 18. Dang. So, there
we go. Poultices and shit.
Yeah.
So what does that do?
You are healed.
100%? Because no.
No. So
not even.
In this case, you will get one... Well, actually, so you got a rest...
Yeah,
and so you'll get
zero, right?
What?
So go ahead.
Yeah, so you'll get just take whatever you do, add one more hit die to it, and we'll call it even.
What are you eating out of there?
Take the cranberries.
So you have four hit die right now.
Hit die? I think it's D8.
The cashews?
I don't know.
I know.
D8 plus
they're
one.
Really like.
I don't know.
Weird.
Either.
They're like soft.
You should probably write that down at some point.
What level are you right
now?
Four or five. Four.
Isn't that written somewhere? Like, where?
What level?
It depends on if you write it down.
Four and one.
Well, it's not your hit die. It's how many hit die you have.
Yes, but
healed.
We need to know her hit die.
What level are you?
Five,
what
level
I believe is a
D8. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and druids are D8s.
Oh, okay.
There you go, so
D8.
So go 5 D8. Or 6 D8.
Okay, so... 8 times 6 is
36.
I thought it was
1
point for every hit die you had.
Hmm?
When that you heal over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
hits.
No, just kidding.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I'm doing the math.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's
what I was
doing.
I was like,
okay.
So go
6. So
I
6.
Okay.
But,
wow.
So, did the rest bring me to 0? Is that why I'm awake or no?
No.
So I'm -3.
It's because Rodash helped you out.
Oh, okay, cool.
Weren't you at -4?
I was at -9.
-9? Oh, whatever.
The good old days of being -3.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
So that's where... So right now, you are disabled. So any extraneous activity will cause you to pass out, basically.
Okay.
But you're stable and everything like that.
Oh, I did
that.
It's probably
part
of
the bottom of the frame. Yep. It doesn't look like tea. It's like brown.
There you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you're there right now, and he's kind of helped you out a little bit with some bandages and some salve and everything like that. So,
and as I'm doing this, I turn around and be like, "You guys didn't have anything to heal her, anything with?
We have her to heal."
Yeah. When you turn around, I'm actually like putting on my arm.
Wow, it's still so cool. What happened?
She tried to bet a bunch of dogs that tried to eat her.
She tried to befriend 3 dogs that were bigger than Rodash.
No, they weren't.
Can you really call them dogs?
Yeah, no, they were
dogs.
They were on
4 legs.
They were really big dogs.
But we killed them.
We killed them. Hey, I did that with my right arm.
Another high five.
Breaks fall.
Most likely she would break that.
Yeah. I tried to be their friend, but then they wouldn't be my friend, and all they wanted to do was eat people, and I knew that they would die, and so I was gonna help them.
Okay, did they snarl and growl at you?
They kept saying food.
Okay. I think that you...
What? We fed them.
With our steel.
And I'm going to flick out my mind, but I'm going to be like, yeah, I don't use that, and then flick it away as I continue to thing.
To thing?
Well, it takes something like 5 minutes to put it on. Okay. So.
Well, Shy, mm-hmm. How are you feeling now?
Sleepy and hungry.
Uh-huh. And what did we learn?
I will never... try to kill an animal again. Nope.
No.
Nope. That's the opposite of what you should have learned.
That's a good lesson. That's
a good bad lesson. No, don't listen. You're listening to the man that talked to a skull on his head. Yeah, but it had powers.
Yeah, totally had powers.
What?
Alright, well, can you still look a little worse for wear. Can you, like,
heal yourself? I think so.
What happened while I was gone? A lot. You guys, like, never connect.
It just takes killing a bunch of big wolves.
They were wolves, not dogs.
Oh, no, well, wolves are dogs.
Like, really? Man.
Sweet!
There you go.
12.
Nice.
And that's my last one.
What? Huh? That's your first one.
Oh, because I rested!
Yeah!
I was like, you just woke up. What'd you do while I was asleep?
Do you guys think we'll have to do more fighting?
Yes.
Probably. Like, today?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to do more fighting. You'll not have to do more fighting.
Because I think I can... stand up now, and I could, but I don't want to die.
So how do you make yourself 100% and then not worry about
Well, what about... What about riding on your dog?
Yeah.
You don't really need to stand up for that. Ride on your dog.
I'll do a couple more. How are you guys feeling?
I feel super.
I feel amazing.
I will.
I'm all right. You look a little hurt.
A little,
I'm fine.
I'm swollen.
Okay, so where are you guys going?
Here. What happened to you while we were gone?
Eat.
As of eat?
She just gave you 8 hit points.
I have full hit points.
Oh. So you probably shouldn't have done that.
Oh, well. But he has bruises on his face.
Yeah?
This doesn't heal bruises. It just heals my hit points. And you can't heal his arm not being
Will that
there.
Work if he...
No.
Okay, so did I not waste it then?
Right? All
right,
I'll retcon it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
you were fucked up.
He got fucked up. It doesn't mean.
I mean, you know what? You did have me roll like 16 d8s to heal myself because you were like, oh yeah, just roll like your d8s, like however many number
lower. Again,
which by the way, I should really upgrade to something that rolls a d8 for a weapon because man, did I roll high every single one of those.
Again, that's I was still in 5e mindset, so
okay.
Let's take it.
Oh, I should have cast.
<complained.
laughs> I should have cast stabilize.
What?
I don't know.
What? You're stable.
Good
stable.
Point.
Never mind. He's awake. That's pointless.
Shush. I can't cast stabilize when I'm passed out. I don't know. I'm off my game tonight.
Anyway.
Yeah, so it's a story for another time for right now. What are we doing?
Are we going back to kill more things?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I need a recap of...
We went to kill
before
things.
Before we go anywhere.
I hung out. Shy and just Rusk, they decided they were going to investigate. I didn't want to. They went and investigated. Next thing we know, they're trying to feed dead things to these dogs.
Whoa, no.
Yeah?
I didn't try to feed
dogs.
They did.
Time out.
Okay, this is
Rodash. Can I get a little bit more detail here?
Go for it.
We discovered a location where there were many hobgoblins. During our fight with them, we encountered a large beast that we were able to slay.
Mm-hmm.
We located several others that were chained to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
We did not believe at first that we could befriend them. Yet we did not want to set them free, either. Out of fear that they may have harmed someone innocent.
We set them free.
I did not want to let them suffer, because it would be dishonorable. In an attempt to dispatch them, the pretty one was hurt in attempting to assist me.
I wanted to kill them.
They were chained up, though, right?
You can't kill things with love. You only kill things with anger, cutting them, and beating them.
You have never had to put down an animal. I had a pet bunny when I was little, and one time the bunny got attacked, and so I didn't kill it, but I thought about it. And that's what I was going to do with the dog.
Well, we put down 4 dogs yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
That was the first time.
You're kind of creepy.
Yeah, we are.
No. You're kind of creepy.
Okay. But what was the mission that...
The mission is to kill all the goblins.
So we killing them.
So we killed some... But Shy was injured, so we retreated to outside of the cave system so that we could rest up and she could heal up. And then we're going to go back in and we're going to slaughter everything in there.
Oh. We must also return with proof.
Heads on pikes!
Oh, yeah, that works too.
Okay, so I'm going to know a little more.
They're easier to carry.
9.
Whatever.
Shy, maybe you should stay out of it.
Like, how far away is this cave system?
Like an hour walk that way.
Yeah.
If not even like 20 minutes.
You guys can't
5 minutes.
You guys can't put like 50 yards into the woods. It's like there.
That's why we need right up there.
Realistically, Shy, I think maybe you should stay here with your green dog. Maybe sing some camp songs. Talk about owl hunters.
She should come with us.
Why? She can't heal us. She used all of her heels.
I only use 2 heels.
Wow, hella meta.
I prepared them for morning.
I'm talking to Callie.
Saying, out of everybody in the group, I would count how many times that she's
No, but she can still do other things, and dog can help out.
Like die?
No. She's little, and she can sneak around, and she has really good hearing.
She still dies a lot.
So, stand in front of her.
Really die once.
Lazy.
Yeah, okay.
So, no, she comes. Oh, do you want to leave her out here? Then we have to leave somebody here to protect her.
Her dog can protect her.
No, she's coming. Yes.
Can I borrow your marker? Because this one died last time, so I brought a new one, and that one just died too.
Sure.
Thank you.
Obviously it wasn't a new one.
So,
well, I bought them at the same time, but... Yeah.
You guys camped.
Yeah.
Like...
We have watches.
50 yards away.
Yeah. We slaughtered everybody that was right inside the cave.
But I'm sure there's things farther back. I mean, we've been through cave systems before, and there were things everywhere, and then there was this big dude.
We just cleared out the first 2 rooms. I'm sure there's plenty others.
Definitely they didn't look for you in the middle of the night.
That's why
we had watches and didn't light a fire.
But she was like dead.
And that's why she didn't stand watch.
Probably because she couldn't stand.
More than likely because she can't see that well.
That's you. She has stood guard with me before. Man, she is rubbish.
They're here, guys!
I had a mouthful of cookie.
Well, maybe you should change all of this.
You just want to go
home. What happened?
I don't have another dress.
Oh, Jesus.
Luckily, I have one right now.
I don't want to know why you have a dress.
It was for Shy, just in case. You never know. You use your dresses all the time.
Well, they gave me a cloak not long ago.
Do you still have that cloak?
It's in my pack.
Is it a Holocaust cloak?
Of course it was.
Why not? Yeah, it is.
That'd be so perfect.
That's specifically what I got.
I literally just listened to that today. So. That was the episode
Everybody was like, Princess Bride.
Listen to Princess Bride.
No, but I am going to have to start watching again once we start playing Gabby's game.
Yes.
That's where I got my really shitty accent. quick so anyway.
That'd be why. Hmm.
Can I make a quick PS about my game?
No.
Yes.
Later.
I remember.
Write it down. So, yeah, what's the plan? What's going on?
Going to
Slark. We're going and killing them.
Yeah, we're going in the cave.
Okay.
We're going back in.
I'm going in first.
Okay.
I'll follow.
Alright. So, you guys are going to make your way up. So, basically, they're like, we're going.
Okay.
So they pack up their shit, tie the horses off again.
Am I going too?
Yes.
Okay.
Just do me a big
make
favor.
Make sure she doesn't fuck her dog.
Try not to run off alone.
And I apparently, if you see any wolves, yeah, don't.
Stay with your buddy.
Okay.
Oh, we should totally get a buddy system.
So me
so
by
no
myself.
Wolves. No big
yeah,
deal.
Exactly.
By ourselves.
Yeah. You know who Faltu's buddy is? Her sword. Faltu's like, my sword that's as big
so
as me is my buddy.
I should make sure that Francis is with me.
make sure Tarek is with you if you wander off.
No, make sure Ross, because he said you should come.
Look, I had a knife.
Yeah. Nice. So did we.
I got smashed in the face with a hammer. A hammer!
I almost got eaten by a dog that was
you did not want
times
to divulge the information.
I just divulged.
Of what happened to you, so how the fuck are we supposed to know that hit by
hey,
a hammer?
How about
my
we
booty.
Quiet down, because we're right about to enter the cave, and there's a whole bunch of goblins that are in there that want to try to kill us.
Alright, so I'm guessing that you guys are making your way up the path right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright. So to recap just for Tarek.
Okay.
So basically, kind of hidden into the side of the hill, which is, you know, very steep and rocky and craggy.
Okay.
They basically lead you to a small path, very narrow path, only a couple of feet wide.
Okay.
That's kind of pretty much hidden in it. Unless you're right there, and, you know, you go around a nook,
okay,
you can't really see it at all.
Does this path, is this path go, can you see to the sky? Or is it
no.
just, like, inside?
To the sky?
Well, I didn't know if it was, like, a chasm that you could see
oh,
all the way up.
No, yeah, it's in the side of the mountain.
Okay.
So basically, it's a very narrow path that climbs up the cliff face.
Okay.
It does drop straight down on your side, so it is very precarious if you're not careful. Luckily, you guys are kind of taking your time a little bit going up. Are you taking any precautions making your way up there, or are you just barrel-assing it?
I mean, I'm walking at a regular clip. I've got my battle axe out and my shield.
Okay.
I'm bringing up the rear, so I won't knock these two
walking. All right.
I'm matching pace with Faltu.
Very nice. I'm guessing if Faltu's not being careful, then
what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? All right. In that case, you guys are kind of making it up, and then the last straightaway coming up towards it. So you're basically, right now, you're kind of coming up slightly away from the door, and until it kind of, so it'll come up, then it'll flatten out, switch back, and cut across back to the entrance. So you guys are coming up that last switch back right before it flattens out. When suddenly you hear kind of the very, at this point, noticeable sound, of actually a couple of thks and an arrows flying through.
That's awesome.
Fall 2. Luckily, I'm guessing that a... Actually, who's taking up the rear right now? Russ. So, Russ. I'm guessing, though, that a 16?
That will miss.
All right.
Are you flat-footed?
No.
No?
So, are you... What kind of... What's your armor situation right now?
Non-existent.
When that arrow comes?
Yes.
Like, blue coming right up to, like, surround me.
Give me a reflex check.
Sure. I can do that. 24.
All right, very nice. Yeah, so you basically hear it. You hear it, and you're kind of keeping an eye up there anyway. So once you see the arrows start to come, you're like, shoom.
Okay. All right.
So it, you know, hits you, but it kind of shoosh off right up. Yep.
Okay.
So a couple arrows come down. And basically, like, one lands to the side of you, kind of going down the mountain, and the other one hits you, but you have your armor on, so you're good to go.
Okay. And I'm going to kind of yell out to everybody in front of me, get down, there's kind of arrows.
That's kind of arrows.
They're shooting at us.
All right.
Scatter!
Are you guys going to stop? Are you going to scatter? I'm going to basically continue on, but...
The best course of action is to get in the tunnel.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say that one.
Yeah.
All right. And they're coming from, like, way up high, right? Like, above where the tunnel entrance is?
No. They're basically coming from
the
that,
tunnel entrance?
Yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily from the tunnel entrance, but from that area. That area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirt. I'm remembering the description.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys kind of make your way up, and a few more arrows fly, but you're kind of up and around the corner by this point, so they're out. They're flying quite a few feet to your side.
As we're running, can I chuck a mind blade? Try and get it through that.
Sure, go ahead.
Once in a fucking blue moon. Wow, 29?
What?
Wow! Jesse, that was the best. What?
Well done.
Wow.
Yeah. That works.
Go ahead.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, so go ahead and
make sure I. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah, go ahead and roll me some damage.
Once in a blue moon. Yeah.
6 + 5. Plus I have a +1 on it, plus I have weapon focus.
Jesus Christ.
Not bad.
So, yeah. I mean, granted, it's still only, like, 7 damage.
Only
still, only. Whatever.
My weapon's at 1d6.
It's
compared to you.
By the way, you're the only one who should not be ironically saying only 7 damage. Only 7.
I do more than that when I roll a 1.
I'm just being happy for other people. God, guys.
I also almost crit, so I mean, that's... I rolled really fucking high. So, yeah.
Would you say 7 damage?
Yes.
Very nice. Alright, so you basically, you're throwing the star knife, I take it?
Well, it's in my star knife form.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
So, yeah, like, as we're running, I'm just like, fuck this, and I fucking just...
And it kind of glaive-like, when you throw it, it's kind of side-armed. And
it's
so
like
so it goes and it curves, and as it does, when it comes to the curve, it actually flattens out. So it becomes just completely vertical and goes right into the slit.
And I'm like,
they're like 8 feet, they're already up on the flat part.
Come on.
Alright, so you guys begin to kind of, you know, make your way across the flat part towards the door.
Yep.
As you make it over there, you realize that they have put the door back up. Not only that, but it actually looks like it is set inside the frame. So
okay.
It's not kind of leaning loosey-goosey like it was before.
As we're running, I'm saying, there's a door. There's a door. There's a door.
I'm
going to
attack the door.
All right. Now, you can do one of two things. You can either give me an attack to actually damage the door,
yeah,
or you can give me a strength check to try to bull rush the door down.
Now, can I use a charge in my attack?
Yeah, you can. I'll let you use a charge in either case. So
okay.
You'll either get a +2 to your damage or a +2 to your strength.
Okay.
So either way, if you want, whether you want to take your axe and smash it, or if you want to actually run through the door, is up to you.
I'm gonna take my axe because I have a higher attack bonus than I do a strike.
All right, right on. In that case, it's not an attack. Don't worry about that. It's a door. So just roll me damage.
Is it prone?
Hey, can I just try it?
It has a spine, right?
So what was the damage?
Nine.
Did you roll a 1?
Nine.
Would you roll a 1?
I rolled a 3. Guys.
Close enough.
You're so weak.
Only a 9?
Only a 9?
Listen, I was being nice. You guys are all dicks.
So basically, you run up and you slam your axe into it, and it does splinter a little bit. But it doesn't actually break apart or anything like that. You kind of get your axe into it and you wiggle it out and you can see that there's a crack running down it, but you didn't break it off or anything.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that you would like to... So you guys right now are at the door in a line. What's up?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the first.
Amy. When I see her, like,
yeah,
bury her axe into it and it doesn't really move,
yeah,
I'm going to yell, move.
All
right. And hopefully people move.
All right.
And I'm
gonna, there's not a lot of room to move because,
yeah,
remember, it's only,
yeah,
like,
it's
3 feet.
Really.
So okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop prone.
Yeah. Duck.
Okay.
I'll do that when I see them.
I am going to throw a mind blade.
Okay.
And, like, energy is going to, like, shoot down my prosthetic arm.
Can you do both?
I can, because
okay,
the crystal attack is actually just, like, an attack.
Okay.
So, actually...
So, you're basically dual-wielding right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you will incur all the normal penalties of,
yeah,
the weapon
which
fighting.
Is, like...
But,
ridiculous.
You're attacking a door, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah. So,
so
you're only attack rolls, or just...
You're attacking a door,
I'm attacking
so
a door.
Fuck.
Okay.
So, the door's not going to dodge.
Okay. All right, so I'm still wielding the... Like, the light version, so...
Yeah.
It'll be... 8 damage, plus... So, 8 plus 1. Dick.
Is that two separate?
So it's 8 for,
eight for,
like,
the mind
small
blade
hammer that came,
yeah,
out, and then 1 for the one that came out.
The really big one did less damage.
Alright, so basically you hit kind of right around where Faltu is able to hit,
yeah,
and you splintered it a little bit, but not really anything.
Okay.
And that was the crystal one kind of just hits and then dissipates off of the door.
Yeah, it's just like, poof,
yeah,
like...
I look up,
smack the
and I see that happen,
yeah,
and I turn to Rodash and I say, Rodash, finish the job!
So I'm going to turn, and I'm going to punch the door with that steel sleeve.
All right.
Get a new weapon while you are away.
Oh,
10 more points of damage.
All right, not bad. Let me just do a goop
at
If that doesn't work, I'll consider it a flurry.
how much damage did you do?
10.
Alright. 7. Yeah, fuck it, why not? So you punch it, and basically you punch, you guys are almost like drilling a spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Falto has kind of cracked it open. Rusk kind of narrowed it and kind of hit it and splintered it slightly. So then Rodash comes up and he's just like, boom! And the whole thing kind of breaks in half, and one half of the door kind of falls inwards as the hinge part is still attached.
That's fucking teamwork.
Yeah. And you actually notice once this half of the door falls that they've actually barricaded the other side, so when it does, it actually kind of limps on a couple of pieces of wood and like some wooden benches that have been pushed up against it. And now you actually see, once this happens, that there is a hobgoblin probably about 7 or 8 feet away from the door, and he now has his shield out, and he's kind of in a stance, and he has his sword as well. At this point in time, roll me initiative.
Uh-huh. Shai, you should come with us! Yeah, it sounds like a great idea!
Alright, Tarek.
15.
18? Come on. Fall 2? 14. 14, not bad. Russ?
15.
Oh, look at you guys. Good grouping. Rodash?
17.
And finally, Shy? 13. Alright, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you got?
No, you cannot play with that.
Wow.
He wants to learn how to play D&D.
That worked well. All right. So now we will go. Marching order right now is Rodash, Rusk, Faltu.
I'd actually probably be a little behind because I did, like, ranged attacks.
Oh, that's right.
Like,
so you're still in the back.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Back.
So it's Rodash, Faltu, Tarek, Shai, Rusk. And first up, Tarek. Right now, like I said, you have Faltu and Rodash in front of you.
Yeah.
Half the door is falling down. It's still kind of, there's rubble.
Yeah.
Not rubble, but there's debris in front, behind the door, and you can barely see through it that there's one hobgoblin standing there right now within view.
Alright, so I will... Are you two standing in front of me?
Or yeah.
Are you guys...
yeah, I just hit the door. So.
Alright, well, can I... You know what, I have precise shot. Can I shoot through them?
Sure.
Between them? See if I can hit the guy with the shields.
Alright, do it.
No, are you cold?
18.
18.
Unless it's within 30 feet.
It is.
Then...
Yeah, regardless, yeah. Even with the bonus.
Okay.
Just hits. So you're able to weave your arrow through Faltu and Rodash, and it manages to make it just past his shield and hits him.
Ooh, 7 damage.
Not bad.
I'm sorry, 8 damage.
8 damage. Alright, any movement or anything? Now, I'll tell you right now what you're looking at is basically... so you have the side of the mountain, the cliff to your right, sheer
okay.
cliff on your left.
Okay.
In front of you, about 15 feet or so, is the door.
That is.
And the doorway has been carved into the side of the cliff.
Okay.
Along that wall... and it does look somewhat somewhat carved out
uh-huh.
into a facade. You actually do see a handful of arrow slits, which is what they were shooting the arrows out of
okay.
before.
Okay, so the arrow slits are on the wall?
Yeah,
okay.
So just past the door. So not to your right. So you have the door in front of you.
Okay, the door's
then,
in front of me.
Yeah, and then the arrow slits are beyond that. So the room, basically, they're in, you know, if
okay.
you extend the room. All
right, so is there, all right, so there's a wall on my right.
Yep.
Nothing on my left.
Correct.
And there's a door in front of me.
Yep.
What is attached to the left side of that door?
There's slight cliff, there's, you know, slight path that you're walking on right now, but it kind of fades off into the
mm-hmm.
side of
okay.
the cliff.
But it is, like, there is a side of the mountain, pretty much, it's all in front of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you want, you can either wait where you are, you can run in front of Rodash, through the doorway, or you can run past the doorway and kind of wait on the side of it.
You know what? Maybe I'll do that. I'll run past the doorway instead of wait on the side of it.
There you go. Very nice. Right. Next up, then, is Rodash.
How far is the Hobgoblin from me?
About 10 feet right now. There is the... like I said, the debris in front of you, so if you're going to make it into the room, you're going to have to jump over that.
Okay.
I won't call for an acrobatics check. It will just be hazardous terrain, so it'll be double moving through it.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll move up to him.
Okay.
Then
with your 50-foot speed. Or 44. It doesn't really...
I think it goes up to the next level or a level
40.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anywho. Taking a swing at him.
All right.
Possible crits.
Nope.
Come on. Oh, 11?
No,
son
sorry.
Of a bitch!
No.
I'll catch up to you, don't worry. Did 11 points of damage. That's the second time I've been robbed of it.
So, Rodash, basically hops up the door, uses kind of the door frame a little bit, or the door that's fallen to kind of make your, leap your way around,
mm-hmm.
run right up to him.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So basically, I'm just going to superland myself off of the stuff that's laying on the ground and bring my, my metal sleeve fist up over his shield, down onto the top of his skull, and you just see his whole head compressed down into his shoulders, and he falls.
And now, Rodash, you obviously recognize this room.
Mm-hmm.
What you see is now the collapsed hobgoblin in front of you. There is another hobgoblin now off to the left side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically right to your left side almost. And you know how I said there were the two staircases, one to the north and one to the west?
Mm-hmm.
You actually see now that there's a hobgoblin running down the stairs on the west side. So you guys had previously gone north through up to that that room. So he's coming from your left side down those staircases.
Alright. I'm actually going to yell something out in Goblin.
Okay. Ooh. What would that be in Goblinoid?
Actually, where did I put that? I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Make it up, dude. Make it up.
Oh, no, no. I did research.
No, there's actually a specific word he's looking for, I think.
Angelada Tanagra?
Your mother has a smooth forehead.
Rehorthal.
Nice.
Wow. Look at you sounding like a orcish.
All right.
Heck, motherfucker.
Nice.
Wow.
Like, yes. Actually.
I hate you.
Good job. Alright, speaking of now, Rusk. So, you are still in the back of the pack.
Okay.
You have Shy in front of you. Faltu a little bit in front of that.
Yeah.
Tarek has now run to the next, right next to the door, still on the outside, and Rodash has bolted in Superman style, smashed down.
Screaming in Goblin.
Screaming in Goblin.
Could I see the, whatever was attacking, that he attacked, could I see that crumple to the ground from where I am?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to run in with him, because he just yelled in Goblin, so I know there's others in there.
Okay.
So I want to, like, run in, not, like, right up to Rodash, but, like, right kind of, like, in the doorway to, like, look around and, like, see if there's any more.
Okay.
So I see what one...
Yes, so you want, you see one to your immediate left.
Yeah.
And one off to the left side of the room, running down the staircase.
All right. How close is the one to the immediate left? Like, is he, like, right there?
Basically, yeah.
All right. I'm going to, like, run in. I'm going to see him there, and I'm going to, like... I'm going to form my mind blade as I run up to him.
Yep.
And I want to, like, stab him with it. Why? Totally just crit bumbled.
Wow. Yeah, I can believe this.
Crit.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Good job.
So,
they bounce up.
Regular miss.
Neutral.
So, yeah.
All right, very nice.
Oh, if you... If Rodash happens to look over, the mind blade that Rusk is holding looks weird to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think he'll see him, really.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I think I'm more focused on the one that's trying to run away.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Oh, someone knows one running towards you.
Well, nobody down the stairs.
Down the stairs.
So running away. Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Next up, Faltu.
I'm
going to
go in the room.
All right, so now you will have to kind of move into the room because Rodash and what's his name, Rusker, right there. So,
is there anyone near me that I can attack?
Yeah, there will be the one that that Russ just attempted to attack. You can move over that way.
I'm gonna attack him.
Do
can
it.
Can I make it so I'm flanking him?
Sure. Right. He will get an attack of opportunity on you if you're gonna move all the way around.
Do it up.
I am gonna do it up. You do yourself. There you go. Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay.
Eight. That's nice.
You need the sheet so we can't see what your rolls are and you can just lie to us.
No.
That's pussy
really
way.
That's
fun.
I hate DM screens.
It makes
great.
11 misses, right?
11 will miss, even with the flank bonus, unfortunately. So he's kind of, you know, hunkered down now and he's like displaying around.
That works.
Alright, Shy!
Okay, so...
Everybody else except for Rusk has left you. Left you, but they've given you a berth.
No, Rusk is in the room, we
need Tara. Oh yeah, that's right, everybody ran up. So everybody is plowing ahead at this point in time.
Alright, so I'm going to actually... the arrow slits, are they on both sides of the door?
No, just on the left side.
Okay, so... If I move... Okay, so I'm going to go invisible.
Okay.
And if I move to the right side with my dog...
Okay.
I was going to say, would they see me? But no, would they see
They'll
my
see
dog?
They'll see your dog.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They will?
Yes.
If I go to the side without the arrow slits?
Well, the door is pretty much right against the side of the cliff. So there's no... It's not like you can go around the door. The only way that you can go around the door is to be on the side that Tarek is on the left.
Okay. But I doubt they would go after, like, a dog if there's a bunch of people in there.
Depends on how hungry they are.
Oh, gosh. So, I'm going to say... Well, I'm just going to go invisible, and I'm going to get off the dog.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell the dog to go...
Yeah,
over by the door, and I'm going to stand next to him.
Eric.
Next to Francis.
The dog. Okay, very nice. real quick, should I add Francis to this, or are you going to be okay having him act right after you?
I'll be okay with him right after. Either way. But I forgot his sheet again.
Okay.
Like, visit the information, and I was trying to look it up, and I'm like, I can't figure that out in time. I just need to know is, like, it's a D4, right?
I have no idea.
Is attack bonus plus one, but I don't know. I think bite's a D4.
Smartphone people, Dave.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wanna help Gabby look up her animal stats?
What's it called?
Kushi. I have it. I have it.
K-O-O-S-C-H-I.
C-O-O-S-H-E.
Oh, so you have it.
I have it up.
Okay.
But.
What's up?
Like the Kushi balls that Rosie O'Donnell
used to use often. Rosie O'Donnell?
I'm just trying to figure out.
She used to shoot Kushi balls.
What are you trying to figure out, Gabby?
Thanks.
Bite is like a D4, right?
Sure.
Bite? It's bite?
No,
I don't know if it's. Is it a medium?
You have to actually look at the creature stats. You're
okay,
not looking
I thought
at
that was
right
like
now.
For if it's a bad guy though.
No.
Oh.
Just go into the creature stats. Write them down here. You got some time. All right.
Well, that's all we're doing.
So in that case, now the hobgoblin that is in between Faltu and Rusk. Well, go ahead and take a swing at Rusk, since he's the smaller, more pitiful one. And if he can take him out first, then he'll be able to do one-on-one with Faltu. And I rolled a 2.
You
that's going to be fucking horrible.
Dude, you didn't crit fumble.
Oh, that's why.
That is a good point.
Never mind.
So he basically, you know, your deft maneuvers.
Yeah, it's 1d4.
You don't even really have
I'm
to
like,
move. Yeah. He's also too busy with having giant wolf-headed axe lady behind him.
It's true.
Alright, meanwhile, the hobgoblin that is running down the stairs will pause when he gets down to the bottom of the stairs as Rodash has yelled out his big goblin-y thing, echoing throughout the room. He will stop for a brief moment, look at you, look at his ally in need, and then start to make his way around the corner and up the stairs to the north. Tarek!
Real quick.
Yes.
Which staircase was it that we went up last time?
North.
North?
Yeah.
Okay. Which staircase did you say you just went up?
You not can't see him.
I know, but... Alright, so I'm on the left side of the door, so I'm going to draw an arrow, and I'm going to knock it, and I'm going to come around and do, like, one of those swap clears. I'm going to kind of just look around the room.
All right.
Who is the first enemy I see? If I look,
spin through the room,
to left.
You will see the hobgoblin beginning to run up the stairs on the opposite side of the wall.
I will shoot at him first.
Do it up. Falter's on enemy.
No, I was saying like the one in between.
Oh, between. Oh, okay, yeah. Remember, you also guys are kind of around the corner.
So. Yeah, Sophie.
23.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure you weren't saying 12.
4.
4 damage?
Yes. You're going
to the mall today?
Royal blue. Alright, any movement after that?
My movement was moving into the room.
Oh, okay, there you go. Very nice. So did you actually run into the room, like, over the door, or did you just kind of, are you still on the outside?
I would say I kind of stood on the rubble a little bit, just to look through.
So kind of, like, put up on a stool that's right there.
Yeah.
And, very nice, I like it. Alright, Rodash. Dead one in front of you, Rusk fall to Hobgoblin on your left, Hobgoblin that just took an arrow. Not in the knee, unfortunately.
Going up the
staircase.
We can only yell out on our turn, right?
Yell when you want to yell. Well, it depends on what you're yelling.
I want to yell at Rodash to go after the guy
going
up the stairs.
Yeah.
Where's the staircase that we didn't take last time?
To the left, to the west.
I should have started heading off towards that one.
Very nice.
And I'm going to yell back to Rusk. He will find no salvation there. We must take out the rest.
Alright, so what's your movement again?
40.
40? Are you going to double move all the way? Are you going to run, or...
Can I off to the left, like, how far off does it look?
The staircase is pretty much almost in a mirror of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably about a 50-foot or so staircase at a decent slope. So...
Well, either way, it's a full-round action. So shit, why not? Let's run.
There you go. All right, so you run up. You run across the room, up the staircase, right? So when you get there, basically it opens up into this round room that's about 30, 35 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And there is a tremendous stench that just kind of permeates this room. You could actually kind of start to smell it about three-quarters of the way up the staircase.
Lovely.
And when you get up there, you actually notice that there's this thick layer of filth that cakes the floor. In the middle, there's actually a spiral staircase that leads up high along the wall. And you can see, looking up, that there's actually a trap door at the top of the ceiling. So this is basically a parapet that runs probably a good 35 to 40 feet up. Staircase spirals up it. At the top, there is a trapdoor. Real quick, give me a fort check.
Ooh. Ooh. 25?
Nice. All right, so basically, yeah, the smell kind of really starts to get into your nose a little bit. But at the same time, you hung around kobolds, you hung around orcs. So,
yeah,
faltered. So the smell doesn't get to you too much.
Mm. Cool.
All right. Now we will go over to Rusk.
All right, so I got the dude in front of me with Faltu on the other side.
Yep.
I'm going to try to trip him.
Do it.
For, wow, 14.
All right, I highly doubt that's
going to
work.
I doubt that's going to work.
Let's double check just in case. No, that is not... Oh! All right, real quick.
I see it.
What you crit on the friggin'
Motherfucker. And that's going to be a 12... 16? 16?
Oh, no.
No? All right, so just a regular hit. Oh, wrong die.
I was like, oh, it took 12 damage.
There you go. Only 3 damage. Basically, as you go to trip him, and he basically plants his foot, and as you hit his leg, he comes down and smacks you on the back with his sword. I told you 3 damage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, then, that annoys me, so I'm actually going to try to knock the sword out of his hand. I get dose attacks now.
Oh, that's right. Okay, very nice.
Oh, what are you like?
That's going to take a little bit.
You can't dual wield.
Yeah. Well, no, you can. Kai, to a certain point.
No, because I don't have a weapon in the other hand.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So, actually, quick question.
Yeah.
My prosthetic arm, is that an unarmed
attack? You can make an unarmed attack with it. It actually counts. I believe it was on
the stats
that you
gave. 1d3.
Yeah, so that's actually lethal damage, yeah.
Okay. Alright, cool.
Now remember, though, it does have so it doesn't go against. It doesn't go with your strength bonus.
It goes by its strength bonus.
Yes.
Yep. I actually have the stats right here.
Very nice. There you go.
Because I'm smart like that. But actually, I'm going to like sweep around with the mind blade.
Yep.
He's going to come down, hit me, and I'm going to, motherfucker. And I'm going to like reach up and like try to knock it away with the mind blade again. For, wow, another 14. Fuck you.
No, it still doesn't do it.
I'm done.
CMD, unfortunately, did not change.
You're dead to me.
All right. That was your full round.
Dick.
So, full two.
Yes, I'm
going to go. You're going to put your shield down and your sword down and proclaim peace.
Are you going to try to love them to death? Are you going to try to love them to death?
For a 16 and 18?
Yes.
Is 11 damage.
Only 11?
So, in seeing him tussle with Rusk and all this hoity-toity fancy-schmancy stuff, I'm just going to come down and cut one of his arms off, and then cut him off at the knee. on the same size of a big top. Nice. He can't even catch himself with his arm.
Right, yeah, exactly. If you had cut it like his right knee off and his left arm, he could have at least caught himself. Aww. But no, you just created a tree.
Did you kill him?
Yeah. It's just a flesh wound. And that's it.
Very nice. Any movement or anything?
I can move.
You can move.
I'm gonna move
Holy
towards
crap.
It's a hell of a
I'm gonna move towards the staircase where the guy ran away.
Okay, so Rodash went to the west, you're going to the north,
I'm
chasing
north,
after this
yeah.
guy. Very nice. Shy.
Okay. So I'm going to
I have one of those.
Poke my head in.
Okay. And you now see that there are two dead hobgoblins. Mm-hmm. You see Rusk to the left side of the door. You see that there is Faltu heading up towards the staircase, and there is a hobgoblin rushing up the staircase as well. Most likely, Tarek is right next to you at this point, too.
Okay. So I'm going to see the hobgoblin. Okay, Faltu's running. Goblin's running after Faltu, right?
No, Faltu's running after the goblin.
Oh, okay. Yep. So she's got that.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna say... Alright, Tarek, plan of action?
Hold on, I don't really have prepared for this. I did not realize I'm asking.
Yes.
Always be prepared.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that they were going to look to me as the leader.
No, you're just next to me.
Snarfer, snarfer.
I bet, though, it's inner monologue at Tarek. It's like, oh my god, she's looking for me to help!
She trusts me!
Get to me!
Now.
Are you invisible at this point, then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alright. Where is she? Where are you?
Voice is basically coming from right next to you.
Right next to me?
Yep.
Okay, we only have 6 seconds.
I'm still trying 6 seconds
wow.
in my life. I didn't realize I wasn't prepared for this. I'm sorry.
You're gonna hear him just go,
and I'm gonna say, follow me and.
If you want
no.
Follow me if you want to.
Before I run up the stairs,
okay, come with me.
I'm gonna cast invisibility on Francis. Hey,
buddy.
What?
I'm gonna cast invisibility on Francis too.
Can you do that?
No. I'll just have to split my time in half. No, I have a share spell. I can share spells.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh!
My familiar.
But isn't invisibility one of your. Oracle things and not one of you. It's like your special oracle ability. It's not actually
Wait.
One of your spells.
It's one. I think it's a level 0 spell for Druid too.
But did you take it?
I get all the
Wait,
level 0 spells.
At 0 level?
No,
yeah,
I get 3 level
yeah.
0 spells. I can change them every day. I just don't.
Yeah.
So never mind.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it. It's only my druid spells.
Every 5 feet.
It's only my druid spells that I can share with my...
Yes, it is only your druid spells. Plus, remember, invisibility is not an oracle spell. It's part of your mystery. Right?
I know.
So, that doesn't even count as an oracle spell.
Yeah, I know. That stinks.
Alright.
So I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
That's like my whole plan.
Okay.
Just
well, that didn't work.
Can you touch things to make them invisible?
No. It's because of it's part of her oracle mystery, and it's not actually an oracle spell.
Yeah.
So it works differently than normal invisible.
Oh, did we find that out last game? Or
yeah.
A while ago.
I knew that the whole time, but then a while ago I was making spell cards, and I was like, wait, did I do invisibility wrong for, like, all these years? And no, I didn't. I just read it wrong that one time.
Okay.
So yeah. I got excited for no reason.
All right. So you're going to run into the room then,
mm-hmm.
right?
And,
I'm guessing Francis is going to follow you.
Yeah, Francis will follow me,
yeah.
and I'm sure he'll attack.
And are you going to go, you're following Faltu, basically, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Can I get back on Francis
sure.
and then go? Because
yes.
if I can't turn him invisible, there's no point in us being separate.
Indeed. Very nice.
So, that's fine.
All right. So Hobgoblin that's running up the stairs continues to run up the stairs, and he makes it to the top of the stairs. And Faltu, you can see that he begins to bang a left.
Okay.
Tarek.
Yes.
So right now, Faltu running up, Rodash off to the left out of sight,
uh-huh.
Rusk right around the corner, Faltu, or Shy, and her dog, at least you believe, Shy and her dog, is running into the room.
Okay. Which way did you say Rusk went?
He's still to the left side of the door.
Oh, he's still there? Okay,
yeah.
He hasn't moved yet.
Yeah, no, I got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Are you on the ground?
No.
Kind of on a knee.
Alright, I'll swing around, pull you up.
Duck down to try to trick the dude.
I'll swing around, pull you up real quick, and head off in the direction of Faulty.
Very nice.
Okay.
Alright, Rodesh.
How far away am I from the trapdoor?
It's up the staircase. So
okay.
It's about 35, 40 feet. So
okay.
It's in the ceiling of the parapet.
Okay, so I'll move up to the trapdoor then.
Alright, so you're going to basically double move up to it?
Well, you said it's 40 feet?
Yeah, but remember, you're running up a spiral.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, yep, so yes, double move.
Alright, very nice. And I'll let you kind of crack the door open
cool.
as well to make it up. It breaks off into daylight.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, you basically, you know, you run up the stairs and you push the door open. It's not locked or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it pops right open and you're looking out into the sky.
Okay.
All right. Rusk.
All right, so, well, the guy in front of me is dead.
Yes.
So, Faltu ran up the north staircase.
Yep.
So I'm bolting after her.
Very nice.
I want to take out that guy.
All right. Are you just fucking booking it? Or,
yeah.
All right, so you'll be able to maybe fucking
totally
speed Gonzalez.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I get a 50-foot. 50 feet, will I get to the top of the stairs and be able to see in the room?
Yeah, sure. Well, no, it will require double movement to make it up into the room.
Okay.
So.
Alright, then yeah, I'll do a double move into the room.
Alright, very nice. And
yeah.
As you make it up to the room, you can actually see that, so you remember, long room,
mm-hmm.
Long stone table in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you can see that on the top of the table, you remember four dogs that you guys killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? You can see the blood stains and everything on the ground from them, and you can actually see the blood where they've been dragged. All of them have now been tossed up on top of the table.
Oh, so there's a lot of goblins here. Awesome.
Right.
Can I see Faulty?
Yeah, you ran past Faulty.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that quick of move speed.
Okay.
Yeah, your movement is double range. So.
More than.
I
thought it was 25.
It's 30.
Oh, it's 30? Okay.
Actually, no, it's 20 because I have armor. It's only
yeah.
Two
So, yeah, so Faulty.
Okay, I'm gonna.
With a movement, you will be able to make it to the Hobgoblin.
Okay, I will make it to the Hobgoblin.
Alright.
Can I charge it and hit him?
Sure.
Ooh, so 21,
23? Yeah, that'll do it.
He realizes we're going to be like...
11.
Not bad. You can tell that he is severely hobbled. So basically you hit him from behind and he kind of falls to the ground a little bit, catches himself, starts to stumble forward slightly. And yeah, you've definitely kind of done a number on him with that shot.
Shocker.
Shy!
Okay, so, so sorry. Are there any... Who's in there? I'll pay attention. I'm putting this away.
Are there any girls there?
Okay, so how many...
If there is, I want to do them.
One Hobgoblin out of the room,
uh-huh.
Up the staircase, Faltu and Rust up the staircase on the top.
Yeah.
Rodesh out of sight, you have no idea where he is. Tarek in the room a little bit.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to make it to the Hobgoblin in the room.
Alright, you have, Francis's speed that you're on his back, so, if you double run up to him, you'll be able to make it up to him.
Okay, so I won't do that.
Okay.
I'm gonna run as far as I can.
Single movement?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to heal myself one more time.
Alright, very nice.
Because this is crazy.
Cool.
It's 11 points.
Alright, so the Hobgoblin in front of Faltu, will now that he's kind of stumbled a little bit, he will, turn to face you, drop his sword, and kind of hold his hands up in front of him. And that's all he will do.
Okay.
Tarek.
Fucking stupid.
Oh, you're leaving yourself a little.
Tarek.
Yeah, sorry, I was laughing with the rest of them.
No!
Wow!
Gotcha. That's a bad joke.
You're laughing out of character. You are in character.
Tarek's also in character. Look at the creation.
Alright, so I'm gonna, I was heading off in the direction of Falsio at the time,
yes.
So I imagine I probably got to the stairs or...
Yeah, you're kind of at the base of the staircase. So,
so I'm gonna, does the staircase just go straight up
straight
into the room?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go straight up the staircase.
Very nice. You'll be able to make it probably about 3/4 of the way with your normal movement.
That's a long staircase.
That's about 50 feet.
Then, how can I get next to the goblin who's like,
with a double movement, yes.
All right, I'll take a double movement up
okay.
to just fall to then.
Right on. Very nice.
And sit. Can I ask her something?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what's the plan here?
That's the look.
The stubby slow head.
Yeah. You got the shield out, axe in hand, Tarek runs up, so what's going on? And you're just like, slow rolling.
Wait, what the fuck do you think this is?
Hello, axe?
Well, I mean, you guys have been here before.
It's like slow-mo, just a single drop of blood from the axe.
That shitty grin on her face.
Look at him go.
In that day, her heart grew.
I'm pretty sure the only time Faldu's heart would grow is if she was able to absorb the blood of her enemies.
Yeah, don't do that.
Alright, Rodash.
Gonna throw the door open completely.
Okay.
What do I see?
It now opens up into a platform that's, again, a little bit smaller than the 30 feet. It's probably only about 10, 15 feet or so.
Yeah.
Just kind of cut smooth on the top. And it, like I said, this is basically a parapet, so this almost looks kind of like a watchtower almost.
Okay.
So it's somewhere, you know, they can perch up on here, and you actually have a pretty awesome view of not only everything around you, but also you can come look down and you see the entire switchback trail coming up and everything.
Is there anyone up there?
No.
Is there anything up there? Just the platform?
Just the platform.
Okay. I'm going to head back down.
All right, very nice. So you're like... Want to try a jump down? Reflex save?
How far is it?
About 40 feet.
I'll do
it. You're a monk.
Right?
But you're a monk.
18.
Nice. I'll allow it. So, let's say you take 1d6.
Okay.
Which is nothing. 3.
Cool.
3 measly damage for jumping 40 feet down. You basically open up the trap door. You see that there's a staircase, but the trap door kind of leads almost straight down. So you're like, fuck it.
Dude, his shins and ankles have different damage. Different HP.
Oh, after Cal?
Yeah.
It's not a sheer cliff.
Right?
But you're a monk. I'm a friar.
Yeah, the cow drop factor on that was like a 2 max.
Have you actually worked out a scale system for the cow drop factor?
No, we probably should. Oh. No, right now it's only kind of a guess. I mean, like an 80-foot drop, cow drop maybe of about a 6.
Oh,
I mean, the problem is that the cow was injured at the time, so it's kind of...
Yeah, so the cow drop factor was high when Cal dropped.
Was I near any kind of a wall when I dropped down?
Sure, why not?
Then I take damage as if though the fall were 20 feet shorter than it actually is.
Really?
Monk's slow fall.
There you go, then. Very nice.
So
we'll actually say that you put your hands out and you're able to touch the staircase on either side.
Yeah.
So when you do, you actually spiral down.
So is that no damage then?
No damage.
Ninja.
The funny thing is that Cal actually, had he been one level higher, would have been able to traverse walls almost like a spider.
Yeah. He would have been like Naruto style running down the side of the cliff.
Yeah, wow. But I was one level away from having it.
That's hysterical.
All right.
That's right.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to thepointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network, podcast by geeks, for geeks.